So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I don't know if you can sense the anticipation, but I'm super jazzed about this next guest. He is a nomadic facilitator of consciousness, and he is always interesting and always stimulating, and you might just find something that drew you to this call. Some magic might happen. So let's be open for that. And welcome today, Matthew Boxler.
Thank you, Erica. I appreciate it.
Yeah. What part of the country are you in today or world?
Sure. So today I'm in the Oregon Valley, Portland, Eugene, Salem. And just getting ready to head down south California for some other class possibilities.
So I'm going to jump right in because we do these podcasts in just these 8 minute windows of the world. So I want to just ask you, I'm getting a hit on blocks of money, blocking money. So tell me, like, when you're working with someone who, like, for all intents and purposes, seems like lots should be working and there's blocks of money, what can you recommend for that? What's something that shows up for you?
Sure. I love money. It's so much fun to play with. Thanks for that question. So you're talking about, we're going to go with the direct energy of the words you're using. So blocks of money. So does a block have a beginning and an end point?
Oh, yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yes. So is that, this may be a larger question than just yours, Erica. So every, all the magic possibilities that are actually part of money, does money ever block itself out, or is it more like something else?
I'm getting something else.
Yeah, it doesn't cut itself into bite-sized pieces. It's always ready to be a constant flow into our lives. But if we keep chopping it into little pieces, then it has to stop and pause and stop and pause. So how much of that is the creation that we are creating with money is stop, pause, start, stop, pause, start? You know, is it a lot of it? Is that what happens in your money and your sex and your relationship? And if it is, if it's light, you're noticing there's a little bit of edgy, sandpapery energy when I ask that. That is where we're going to look at some magic. So what would you have to receive with totally taking your foot off the brake and receive that was the most uncomfortable thing in your life? It's the thing you're like, I do not want any more of that. It could be a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay.
So if you were willing to take the brakes off of that, would it actually stop the blocking of money in your world?
Ooh, juicy.
And it could be a really challenge. You're going to have to step into a space of real courageousness for yourself. And you can only do it if you're in that space of willingness to, like, okay, what else is possible that's beyond everything I've decided?
Well, and you know what showed up for me is really fascinating is as we're on this journey, and certainly for me doing this podcast, I get to play with the coolest individuals. And I get these amazing aha moments with them, which is just phenomenal. So you can imagine after over 200 interviews this year, like the shifting, right? The shifting. And so if what happens if you do like want to play with different people or the energy of like shifting that? Because what showed up for me was the old systems were getting rusty and then new systems needed to come, but then kind of this like where do you start?
Sure. Where you start is where acknowledging what you're resisting, because that's the boat anchor that's keeping you from just launching right into these new systems you're speaking to, the newer energy. And if you were to just pull all your anchors up and allow yourself to uncomfortably slingshot into the future, right? And you're going, I'm naked in public flying through the air out of a big slingshot, if you're willing to.
Or I'm a nomadic facilitator.
Right. Right. I've got the cool hat. I wear the yoga robe. I'm just a nomad. Yeah. If you're willing to have that energy of always uncomfortable, which is something most people won't choose, they'll say as a, I think it's a possibility in the future, but if you choose it, you can just choose it in 10 seconds. So here's your tool. Are you willing to choose uncomfortable in 10 second increments and just try it out and see what happens? Does it excite your world or does it collapse your world?
Yeah, and I can't speak for every listener of the Erica Glessing Show, but it definitely excites my world.
Yeah, I can see it on your face. Can they see it on your face?
No, they can't. They can only hear it in my voice.
Okay. Well, you guys are just going to have to imagine the expression of, oh my God, that was exciting on Erica's face. Please, you guys, try this. Apply this. Try it. We need you guys.
You know, you said something interesting that I have heard before, but I'm sure some of my listeners have never heard it before, which is this thing of does it excite or negate, I don't know the exact words you're using, of your world. So tell me a little bit about that tool, because that's a whole tool right there.
Sure. Yeah. Excite or negate your world. Well, how much of our reality has been trying to change fear, and how much of our reality could be about asking a question, what is fear? Because there's this paradigm where fear may actually be the excitement of what makes you come alive. It may be the lubricant of consciousness that makes everything start moving with total ease and all the blocks just disappear.
Nice.
Our culture, yeah, we have to ask, is our culture saying something else? Yeah, it's saying the opposite. So what if your future was so easy, so spaceful?
Do you like cats? Because my cat is being really social.
I have recently become a huge cat appreciator. That is the best thing in the world.
Well, this is Sapphire, and he is really beautiful, and he is so saying hi. So he's been over here playing and pawing and making all kinds of antics to make sure that I said hello to you from Sapphire. So there you go. Matthew, I understand you're going to be in San Diego, sunny and beautiful San Diego. It's beautiful and sunny there all the time. So I'm pretty sure it'll be beautiful and sunny when you're there. I understand you'll be there. Tell us a little bit about that class, and then tell us how we can reach you.
Sure. This weekend, we're going to be in San Diego, and we have a couple classes. The first one is an introduction clarity night on an evening with clarity around orgasmic living.
Ooh.
And that's an invitation to this excitement we've been talking to on the call.
Okay.
And right after that, we have a BARS class, which is, BARS is a wonderful modality of change to remove all the sticking points you're using to not have an orgasmic future as you're choosing.
Okay.
You can find me, the easiest way is to find me on Facebook at matt.boxler. If you search for that, you'll find my private page. Boxler is spelled B-O-C-H-S-L-E-R.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah. Thank you, Erica. I appreciate it.